Rolls-Royce opened its campus in Prince George County in 1990. The senator was promoting his America Recruits jobs legislation.
The focus is about creation of jobs and the preservation of jobs. And so it was our great delight to host him here and to have a dialogue around that common interest.
Tom Lohr is executive vice president at Crosspoint. The company has about 75 workers now. He said workforce development was key to filling these jobs and far more in the future.
Today, there's a number of partnerships around workforce development. One is with the community college system, very specifically John Tyler. We've begun to work to assess the gaps between what our team members in our factories are required to do in terms of running state-of-the-art equipment and what's being taught in the programs. And as we identify those gaps, make some procurement of very high-precision, relevant machine tools to evolve the curricula of these institutions so that those graduates have a much richer and a much more relevant learning experience to what advanced manufacturing requires.
Rolls-Royce Crosspoint is the company's largest site in North America. They manufacture parts for aerospace engines, very precise work.
We use state-of-the-art machine tools that far exceed much of the capabilities in machine tool technology programs, in fact, all across the nation. So in some regards, this is part of a bit of a revival of technology around this core competency.
The initial building is a 180,000-square-foot disc manufacturing plant.
These discs spin along a central shaft in the engine, and some of these discs are fan disc in the front of the engine, some of them are compressor, some of them are turbine disc. So this first factory will manufacture these rotating high-precision discs. We expect this factory will mature at an employment level of thereabouts 150 people, and the investment level in this factory is thereabouts $170 million.
But this is just the very beginning of the Crosspoint project.
We obviously have plans beyond that that involve over $500 million of investment and over 600 jobs created in the area.
Rolls-Royce expects to attract a wide range of related businesses to its 1,000-acre Prince George County campus.
We envision it will involve multiple manufacturing facilities of Rolls-Royce. We believe it provides the space for suppliers to co-locate as we build deeper and broader relationships with the supply chain. It allows for the home of the Commonwealth Center for Advanced Manufacturing, an applied research center that will be built on the campus.
The company is known for the quality of its work, Lohr said, and partnerships to train future employees are clearly in its best interests.
Our customers are trusting us to deliver what we've committed to them. Our prospects for the future have really grown immensely. Crosspoint is about Rolls-Royce investing in infrastructure and investing in capability such that we can earn that trust of our customers.
John Ogle, WCVE News.